Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Cardin, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Podcast where I explore why I'm still single, even though I'll suck on your toes if you ask me twice. I don't know if I'd actually do that. Anyway, my guest today, ooh baby, he's very funny. He wrote for the Eric Andre show, did you?
I wrote for one day on that show.
Just kidding. We won't use that as a credit. But he's got this amazing show on Comedy Central called Corporate, and I genuinely like it. It's got the feeling of no show on television right now. Ooh, baby, he's a funny stand-up. It's Jake Weissman.
Hi. Question about the toes. So you would suck on the toes, but they have to ask you a second time. Like, they ask you once, you're like, no. They're like, please suck on my toes. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have my old roommate, she was dating this guy for a long time who was into feet and would always want to fuck her feet and everything. And she liked him and didn't want to be close-minded. Mm-hmm. But then eventually she's like, okay, do you like me for me or my feet? And she would constantly jerk him off with her feet and everything. And then eventually she said, listen, we can only keep dating if you leave my feet alone. He's like, I don't need the feet. I like you. And then she said they were having sex one time and he was not touching the feet or anything. So she closed her eyes. And when she opened them up, she's like, he was peeking. And so she dumped him right there.
Yeah. No.
I feel bad for feet fetish people.
That is so funny, though, to close your eyes while having sex with someone and open them and be like, you're peeking at my
feet. You're peeking my fucking feet. Yeah.
I would wear slippers. I would wear sneakers. I would wear shoes because I'm desperate. And I'd be like, I want to keep you. That is, oh my God, that's so funny. I love it. She must have had incredible core strength, I feel like, to jerk someone off frequently with your feet.
She was doing a lot of Pilates at the time. And yeah, I think she was really killing it. And it's funny to think that when he was like, I don't know where they met each other, but he looked at her when they first dated and was like, yeah, I think this one can take it. You know what I mean? Like, this one is good for the feet stuff. Like, that's what he's looking for. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a weird thing about people with fetishes. Like, when you're flirting with them, it's seemingly what you think is a regular interaction, but they're like, no, those
ears. They can handle that I want to suck on toes for the rest of my life.
100%.
Ooh, how weird. Have you been with anyone with a fetish?
A fetish? Like a straight up fetish? No, I don't. Well, I don't think it ever got that far. I think people have wanted to put things inside my body, and I'm fine with that. I don't care. But I don't think that's a fetish. I think that's more just like...
what kind of things? What, like Tic Tacs? Roll Smarties?
Tic Tacs, but only the orange ones. So I was like, that's the most addictive flavor, and so I say yes. But the problem is with the orange ones, you can't just have one, so you have to put the whole thing in there, because that's what you do with the orange ones. It's just a like a pelican.
You can't eat things out of someone's butt, can you?
You absolutely can. You can do anything you want.
But, like, might you get sick?
Well, I mean, if you eat a butt, I don't know that you get sick. I think
not
here's...
just eating a butt, but, like, if you put some food up in a butt and then it comes out of the butt and you just, like, you're like, dinner!
Well, I think, okay, I think the problem here, I think the issue... Mm-hmm. You would get sick if it was in there for hours. Like, okay. I think if it's, like, just staying in there, it's,
just
like, bad stuff's going
to
happen. But if it's,
you
put it in to take it out, I feel like, how bad could it be?
Fair.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like that assessment. You're not a doctor. You're a comic.
Yeah.
You're very funny. You're pretty dark.
I'm pretty dark.
And I like that because I've been trying to do darker stuff, and people, they really, like, rub up against it. They're like, no, thank you. Please be cheery. Yeah. Do you find that happens to you?
Absolutely. But what I don't relate to is that people think dark humor is dark. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Where it's like, no, this is what I'm thinking about.
Yes.
I'm not like a high school boy trying to be cool. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I mean, life is undeniably bad. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Very bad.
And yeah, there's so many bad things. I'm in pain constantly. I have a great life and don't like it. So it's sort of like that is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's, I don't know how you feel when you watch entertainment. Are you watching for escapism or like a connection? Maybe it depends on the thing, but I'm looking for a connection. Usually I'm looking for like this relatable thing where like, I don't really like Marvel stuff. Cause I'm like, yeah, but that's not fucking going to happen. And not that everything has to happen.
Excuse you. Maybe Africa does have a secret country.
I haven't seen Black Panther yet.
What?
I wasn't including Black Panther yet.
You're the worst white person I've ever met.
Of
How
all the
else
white
will
people?
You show that you are an ally and you are for black people and Black Lives Matter? No, I'm kidding.
Was it not hilarious to see people, like white people, rushing to compliment the movie?
It was nuts.
I mean, it's like, because I'm going to see the movie. It is disingenuous. At least if they're rushing to
yes.
do it. Because I'm like, I'm going to see the movie. I like mm-hmm. Ryan Coogler. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great director. Creed was awesome. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I can wait a month when the crowds die down.
Yeah, you definitely can.
But it's this thing where it's like, oh, you don't understand. They're talking about, when white people are talking about how important it is, I'm like, mm-hmm. it's not important to you. It's important
no.
to someone else, not
yes.
you. Shut up.
And it's, let's see. How do I phrase this? I do love white people. I have so many white friends. But sometimes I'm like, shut the fuck up. You don't have to have an opinion on everything.
Yeah, it's just, I think we have to learn just a lot of things. Like, we can just be quiet. But we were never taught to be quiet. We were taught to, like, get information from other people and then regurgitate it as our own.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, our thing.
I have one of my old roommates, we lived together for a very long time, on and off for years. And we were in mixed company, and she was telling a story that was my story.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wait, that happened to me. And she went, oh, you know what? I've just heard it so many times. I just, like, thought it was my... I was like, that's...
Jesus.
You can't... You took my story. You're appropriating from me.
Are you still friends with them?
Oh, yeah. She's
great.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a little nutty, but she's very, very funny. Jake, here's a question. Mm-hmm. Are you single?
Yes.
You are?
I'm single as of... 3 or 4 months ago?
Oh, okay. That's close, but not...
You just had a stroke.
I was going to say it's close, but not far, but that's what close means.
I'm definitely single.
Okay. Are you okay talking about this past relationship or no?
Yeah, in like, I won't mention the person's name because she's a lovely person. But yeah, I'll talk about the relationship.
But how long? Okay, cool. How long did you date?
I think it was a year and a half.
Ooh, dang. That is long.
Yeah, that was probably the second longest for me. The longest I've had is 3 years.
That's very long.
Yeah, it's very long.
This is where you find out that I know what long and short is. And I'm just showing off today. How did you meet?
We were set up by a mutual friend.
Really?
And it was at a time when I was pretty explicit about, I don't want to date someone seriously,
mm-hmm.
but my friend had wanted to set us up for years, apparently.
Okay.
But we were both dating other people at the time, and then we were set up, and I was surprised that she was great, and like I actually thought she was a smart person and liked her, and against my better judgment, then got into a relationship. Mm. And it was mostly good until it wasn't.
Nice. I feel like that's all relationships.
Yeah.
They're great until you're like, I hate this person. How many of you used to love?
Yeah, it's so bizarre. It's I've started to think, especially after this last one where I was like, I was in love, mm-hmm. and now we don't talk. So it's sort of like, it's like, what was the point of that? It's like a book I read that's on my shelf that mm-hmm. I sort of remember.
Well, for me, I reread books. Specifically, this one called Jemima J. It's written like a text message, and I love it. Mm-hmm. It's about a fat lady who loses weight for a man, and then she goes and she meets him. It's like during the early days of the internet, and then she meets him. She's from England. He lives in L.A. She goes to L.A. to meet him. They fall in love, and then he cheats on her with a fat lady, and her world is destroyed.
Oh, my God. And so how does it tie up? Does she get her groove back?
She does get her groove back. She goes back to England and falls in love with a coworker that was under her nose the whole time. It's the worst book, and I've read it maybe 10 times.
Of course.
And I don't know why. I know it's going to happen. I just love it.
Has that been optioned?
No, I'm trying to get
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you should make that fucking movie. Yeah.
I'm in the middle of it right now. Someone has the rights right now, and she was trying to turn it into a TV show, and I was like, no, I want to do a fucking movie.
Yeah, it'd be a great fucking movie.
Oh, wait.
Oh, so I was in a relationship. Yeah.
Have you seen the Black Mirror episode? It's this last past season where it's a dating app where people have to get together and they have a finite amount of time.
I think I loved Black Mirror, and then I got so annoyed that everyone liked it, so I stopped watching it because I'm like annoyingly contrarian that way. And also I just hate watching things. But what happened?
It's just this dating app where there's a finite time, and then the end kind of didn't make sense. Well, I don't want to like ruin it for people.
Okay, I'll watch it.
It's really hard to explain Black Mirror.
Yeah, it really is.
Except there's this one. We're way off topic, but there's this one where this guy was like looking at something on his computer, and then he starts getting this like text message, and it's like, we know what you're looking at. And he's like, oh no, this is bad. And then like, you're gonna do everything we want you to do. And he's like, who's we? And they're like, we're not telling. And he's like, deliver a cake. He's like, gotta ride his bike. He's in a car with a man. They like rob a bank. And then you find out he was looking at kiddie porn the whole time. And then I was like, but he's like 16. So it's like not that far off. But then I was like, it is bad. But also like, ugh.
It almost isn't.
Yeah.
It's like, that's who you should look at. It's bad that it's made, but at least he's attracted to his general age group.
Yes. Yeah. And they don't tell you how young or old it is. And it's like, what if it's like, never mind. We shouldn't get into that. But he was like also young. So I was like, well, how old were they? It was a good episode. I was riveted. I was like, oh my God, this is wild.
I think on stage, you were trying to talk about things like this and you're finding it hard, which relates to the dark humor thing. Mm-hmm. I relate to your struggle. I don't think I can bring up pederast stuff because I'll be arrested immediately after my set. But I do think that stuff is good to talk about and it's fun.
I think so too. It's been a real uphill battle.
Yeah.
I've done it. So, okay, the premise of the joke is you can't fuck a kid because a kid can't make you come. And people don't like that phrasing. I think they really hate that. But all I'm saying is you shouldn't have sex with a kid. There's diminishing returns.
Yeah.
You have to invest so much time in this kid.
And you gotta fucking deal with a kid.
Yeah, and it's then they're gonna grow out of your age bracket pretty quick.
Yeah, I just don't want kids because they're annoying.
They're so annoying.
You're choosing to hang out with them on your free time. You don't have the kid and you're like, no, I'm gonna hang out with it and date it.
I was a nanny for a very long time, and that was honestly the best birth control. Because I would take a nap when the kid would nap, and then I would hear the baby monitor when they'd wake up, and I'd be like, ugh, that would be my life.
Yeah.
Waiting for this kid to wake up and then shoving Cheerios in its mouth.
You never want kids, right?
No.
Yeah, neither do I.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And then people are always like, Nicole, you will.
Well, that's, and they say for me, because it's like, well, you're a man, and you can wait till you're 85, you know? And so
I can wait till I'm 85 if I want to.
Yeah, that's true, because you can steal a kid.
Yes, I can steal a kid. I could adopt a kid. Well, my plan is if I hit like 65, 70, I still haven't found a partner. I'm going to adopt like a 13-year-old. I'm going to rename him like Aquarius or Aquafina or something. And then we're just going to travel the world. And then he'll wear feather boas and he'll have a great time.
How? Because I don't feel the need to continue my DNA. I'm not do you?
No, that thought has never crossed my mind.
Yeah, it's like, because people are always like, I want another one of me. It's like,
that's why? The most like, narcissistic thing you could think.
I don't understand.
That the world needs another you?
The world needs one less of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't understand that instinct at all. It's bizarre. I feel like an alien sometimes. That was one of the reasons why my last relationship ended, was she definitely wanted kids. And I'm 99% sure I don't.
That's tough. Especially like if you're in love with that person, you're like, we just...
Yeah, it's tough. It's like, yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, the thing is, if you have a kid, you'd figure out how to love it and all that shit. But I just don't.
Or you don't. There's a lot of parents who don't love their kids, and they really fuck up their lives.
Totally right.
And it's awful. Yeah. I'm so jealous that you had a friend set you up. That means they thought so highly of you that they would bring you to somebody else and say, this man is great.
My friend who set me up was someone that I had said, you need to stop drinking so much. Mm. And I think they always wanted to pay me back a favor.
But it
is a huge compliment. And I've set up a few couples to be married before, but I've rarely ever been set up in general. So, and it was weird that the person knew exactly what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bizarre situation, a huge compliment. And a really, like, almost boring story of how we met. It's like, yeah, we were set up and it worked immediately. But it was bizarre. Have you never been set up?
I've never been set up in my life.
Really? No one's ever talked about it? Have you ever asked to be set
always.
Up?
Always. I'm always like, your boyfriend, he must have friends.
How badly do you... So I know you, and mm-hmm. I watch you on TV, and I listen to your podcast, and I know that you... want a relationship where you want someone with a big dick, but like how badly do you want a boyfriend? Like how bad do you actually want that? Because that's boyfriends are bad.
But are they? I'm tired of strange dick. I don't want to have to learn the curves of someone's dick no more.
So it's mainly like you don't want to keep fucking people that you don't know well.
Correct.
Okay, that's the main thing. You just want the same dick. You don't necessarily want to be like hear a guy talk about his insecurities all the time.
I don't want that. Is that
that's what a boyfriend is?
But why? Why can't he keep that to his therapist?
You what? How many men go to therapy? It's like, but it's also like, it's just like dating a man is sort of like, it's this thing where, I mean, obviously there are different kinds of men, but like, I feel like dating a man is secretly like, you have to be like, no, you're the best man. There's a lot of men out there, but secretly you're the best. And I know you don't feel like the best because we're fucking raised to be these fucking psychopaths. And like, then we get to the real world and we don't. Aren't great. And then we're like, oh no, I'm afraid I'm not great. And so then we pretend to be charming and we attract mates. And then mm-hmm. we were like, do you think I'm the best? How come you don't think I'm the best? How come you don't love me enough?
Oh no.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, that's the tough thing about like being attracted to men, I assume, is just like they're fucking nightmares.
Well, I'm also attracted to women. My world is very open.
Do you mostly date men though?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't. Like women. Okay. I'm just really contradicting myself. I like women and I am attracted to them in person.
Yeah.
Like on Tinder, it's very hard to be like, you seem bad. Most women on Tinder seem bad.
It's a confusing situation. Yes. I was on a dating site for 3 days and it was all interior decorators and models. And I'm
Were you on Raya?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. For 3 days and then I had a panic attack and canceled it.
Raya waitlisted me for 2 years.
Oh, Langan told me this. Langan told me this and how fucked up that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I truly was like, why? Because they say it's like Instagram based.
Right.
And my roommate has like 9,000 followers and I have like 100,000.
Yep.
And I was like, so it's not Instagram based.
Yep.
It's he's a thin white man and mm-hmm. I'm a big black mm-hmm. and you don't want my kind.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like I get.
It was like being admitted to a country club I didn't want to belong to.
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
But I did want to belong because I love country clubs.
Yeah. I mean,
I went to a country club in Santa Barbara. It was the whitest place I have ever been. And it was incredible. I was like, this is how the other half lives. And it's not like any better. It's not better than like a normal beach club.
Oh, no.
It just felt exclusive. The food was also shitty.
Oh, yeah. It's not good.
But I just loved watching people.
Yeah.
And everyone had a great body. The ladies were wearing thonged bathing suits. And I was like, oh, my God, your butt's out.
So when you say like you're not into women, like have you dated women?
I haven't dated women. I haven't dated much, period. I fuck a lot of people.
What do you consider? Oh, I guess I consider that dating a little bit.
Oh.
When you say you fuck a lot of people, do you go on a date and fuck them, or you just end up fucking someone? You meet someone, you're like, now we're having sex.
It's like a bag of Skittles. Sometimes you go on a date. Sometimes you go, come to my house, let me gobble your dick.
Right.
I dated this one guy that's like on and off for like 3 years. That's like the only real relationship I've ever had. And he was like a crazy person.
Did he destroy you emotionally?
Yeah. He would say things and I would just like blink at him and be like, repeat it. I can't believe you said that. And then he'd be like, oh, what? You're mad at me? And I was like, well, you just said you don't think I'm funny, or like whatever. He said
he doesn't think you're funny?
He had said, yes.
I mean, that's silly.
He was also like a comedian and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I was doing better than him. I think he was trying to be like, so we did improv and I was talking about stand-up. He's like, well, are you good at stand-up? He's like, I don't really think you'd be good at it. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I don't know if you're funny telling jokes like that. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying to me. What are you saying? And then he was like, never mind. It was just not fun.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what dating guys is. Especially in the comedy community in which you dwell.
Yes.
It's like a lot of... you would have to date someone who is successful, mm-hmm. smart, and like cool with you being extremely funny, almost unbeatable funny. And that's hard to find. It does exist, mm-hmm. but they're at a high premium. That kind of like person who's like, I feel funny and I like existing. I would like an equal mm-hmm. Or a superior, whatever. You know, it's like almost, I mean, there's a dozen of them and they're probably married. You know what I mean?
All of them are married or they're dating like beautiful models. Because I feel like when men get to a certain stature in life, they can be just like Harvey Weinstein was not a good looking man.
Disagree.
You're right. He was a sweet baby angel.
There's someone
so
out
handsome.
There who's like, oh, that fucking guy's a piece of shit. But boy, do I want to fucking make him come. Like, there's someone that's their fetish.
No, I refuse to believe that. His nose was like disfigured. His nose is very big.
It's horrible.
His whole face is all fucked up. He looked like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
but worse.
His wife was beautiful.
I mean, yeah, he's a fucking gazillionaire.
But
he doesn't
like,
care about
for
people.
Every Harvey Weinstein, there is no woman like that.
I know.
There is no ogre of a woman
I know.
Who's successful and rich with a beautiful man. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't exist.
I know.
And it's it's so sad.
It's almost like the world is pretty unfair.
Wait, Jake. Huh. Well.
Have you thought about it?
This is my aha moment. I know what Oprah's talking about now with that aha moment. Yeah, I guess the world is just truly, utterly unfair. So wait, you were only on Raya. You were not on Tinder or Bumble.
Oh, no, I was on Raya for literally 3 days. I was mm-hmm. on Raya, and I would only swipe on the toilet. And I was like, this is not good. Like, the only time I'm looking at this is when I'm taking a shit. There's no reason for me doing this. And I signed up. I heard there was, I think, Bumble. I mean, I don't really know these things that well because I've never done it before. But it was Bumble, which is where women ask first. So I signed up for a day on that. And I just lost my mind because I don't think I'm my issue is I'm stressed because I don't think I'm leading. Like, I don't think someone's like, that fucking guy is so fucking hot. I got to fucking talk to that guy. And I also have been on dates recently where people that I've known for a while or whatever, they're like, just so you know, you're very negative. And so I don't want to like be like, I don't want someone to be, oh my God, aesthetically, that's what I'm into. And then mm-hmm. meet me. And I'm like, oh, I absolutely want to die. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, life is bad. Like the society is crumbling, will never be any better. I just want someone who already feels that way.
Uh-huh.
And so, because I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to waste anyone's time. It's like, no, I am who I am. I'm a particular spice and mm-hmm. I can't. I feel bad for someone who's into me, but there are some people who are into my personality and that's what I'm leading with.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like there's no, for me specifically, and a lot of comedians, we're not like, I don't, like what we're offering is our brains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and not in a good way, but like, I mean, sometimes in a good way, like we're super funny, but mm-hmm. we don't care about that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We just know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that like, dating sites, it's like, if I met with these people that are like nice, attractive people or whatever, they seem happy and they love hiking and God, do they love a good glass of wine and they love travel. I mean, they love it. Can you believe they love travel?
That always blows my mind when someone's like, I love traveling. It's like, of course you do.
Yeah.
Who does it?
Yeah, like, what are we talking
about? When you get to leave the country and see how the other side
these
lives,
are normal
it's
fucking
fun,
people. Yeah, they're normal people, and I don't want, like, a normal person. We can't be with normal people. And so it's like, and I feel bad, like, we're just stuck. We can't do it. We could be adored maybe by a normal person who's a little fucked up, but, like, we're weird. And so I can't meet up with, like, a seemingly nice person who thinks, like, I'm a nice Jew boy. And I'm just like, oh, look, he looks nice. He's shaven in the photograph. And then I come and I have, like, a fucking cat shirt. And, like, I am like, oh, God, like, you know, yeah, we were all cum and you could have been swallowed and life doesn't matter. Like, they're going to be like, what happened to me? Is this Black Mirror? And so I want it to already be, my stress is like, I want it to already be established. They have some idea of what they're getting into because I'm a nice person, but I'm also so particular. I don't want to waste anyone's time.
But I feel like dating a fan or someone who knows what you do is a weird starting point.
Not a fan. I mean, like, someone in the community. And I don't really want to date someone in comedy, but I mean, we know why not to do that, because if you everyone's fucked
out of
each
their
other.
Goddamn minds,
everyone's so
and everyone
up.
Has fucked each other.
Everyone's fucked each other. Everyone's out of their goddamn minds, and also there are very few people who aren't competitive. I'm not a competitive person, and I feel lucky that I, like, have a job that I like. You're doing extremely well. I'm not a very jealous person. Like, I'm very lucky about that kind of thing. Like, in terms of jobs and competition, I don't care. But a lot of people are.
Wait, you don't care at all?
I mean, here's why I don't really care. I maybe used to care a little bit, but when I started to be able to do, I mean, I don't want to be naive here, but I have jealousy about certain things in my life, but about jobs, I've never thought I was the funniest person. I don't have that thing. I'm not. I think I'm a smart person, but I don't think I'm like you're funnier than me, and I know that. And that's
No.
Not a problem. You are, and I think you're incredibly funny. I think I'm very funny. I think I'm funny enough to achieve what I want to achieve. But I never, like, started stand up being like, I'm the funniest motherfucker here. I just was like, oh, I think I can do this in a smart way that's good and be successful. I want to make TV shows. I'd like to make a lot of money and a lot of cool things. I like movies. Like, I don't really like comedy that much. I just like making things, and I know how to write jokes. So I feel like I'm not, like, I'm just, like, I'm trying to achieve what I'm trying to achieve, and I'm not going to be the most famous person because I'm not that fucking talented, but I can make a lot of money and be successful. I know that I'm, like, top 10% of it, but top one, I mean, you're undeniably funnier, and so I'm never going to be competitive about that because I'm not delusional. You know what I mean? Where it's, like, there's people who I see on stage, I'm like, oh, man, they are so fucking funny. Like, John Early. That is such an unbelievably
so
funny person.
Fucking
I'm not
funny.
As funny as that person. Why would I be competitive with him if I already know the answer?
But I don't, when you say not as funny or you're like, someone's funnier than you, I feel like you're wrong because comedy is subjective. And I feel like mostly all of our friends and the people we know who are working are the funniest.
Oh, for sure. But what I mean is, like, okay, so in a relationship, I've often felt that lonely because I feel like I'm a particular person. I think I'm a smart person. I think I'm like have some sort of depth, but I'm looking for a certain kind of silliness that is so, so hard to find. It is so weird and hard to find. It is so funny that it's rare. And if someone is funnier than me,
wait, so you want a partner who's silly to compliment
I want
your
someone
pessimism?
Who's super silly. No, I'm very silly. I'm
Are
very
you?
Dark, but I'm very silly in a relationship. Ideally.
What's the silliest thing you've ever done?
I think it's more like when fucking, I'll just say insane things. You know what I mean? Like in terms of like going to 7 Robin Williams-esque characters in a row, like I'm inside the human being, but I'm Popeye. I don't know. But like, to me, it's like.
That's very funny.
But like in terms of having that freedom of like, listen, life is a very serious, specific pursuit of pain. And I just want a relationship to be a respite for all the ridiculous shit that we have to deal with. And I want sort of complete inanity or the possibility of complete inanity in a relationship.
What does inanity mean?
Just in like just sort of
inanity?
Like in, like just
Wait, say it
in,
again?
Like something inane. Like just sort of like completely nonsense.
Oh yes. Okay.
I just want complete nonsense, you know, because I think super funny people. And the point I'm trying to get to is, if someone is that funny and funnier than me, I'm not worried they're funnier than me. I'm thrilled to have found one of the few people who is that fucking funny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I would ideally be with someone funnier than me, because then I fucking leveled up. Then, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
Because if they're with me, I mean, that sucks for them. They couldn't find someone as smart as them. But then I'm like, there's something about me that's, and I feel lucky I get to be entertained all the time. That's sort of related to, in general, in competition about the career. It's just like, yeah, I'm doing the best I can and I'm doing really well at it. I think I can have a pretty solid career where I can make money. But I'm not a genius. You know what I mean? I'm just like a smart guy. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But in terms of finding a partner, I just want someone who's so fucking funny. And that doesn't have to be in the comedy community, but it kind of does. Mm. You know what I mean?
Wait, we have to take a break.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
We're back from our break! So, okay, what is your type is funny?
I think that's the main thing. In terms of physically, the people I've dated, like shapes, whatever, heights or whatever, all over the place. Don't think I have a physical type. And the other issue is I often don't pursue anyone. Most of the people I've dated are people who've like pursued me to some degree, because I am too stressed out. I don't assume anyone's interested unless they make it very clear, because I don't want to be a creep. I don't want to be weird. And I can't.
I don't think it's weird or creepy to approach a woman and be like, can I take you on a date? And when they say no, you go, oh, my bad. Sorry, I thought we were feeling something.
I totally know that. I think most of the times I would ask someone on a date is if I thought they were cool or funny. And so at that point, I kind of know them. And I think that like then it's like, okay, I feel like it's too, I don't know. I've done it before and I've like asked people out, but the people I've dated are often people that approach me because it's just easier. I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't know what I don't always know what I want out of a date.
You're now blowing my mind, because everyone's like, don't chase men. They'll chase you when they want you. Well,
and I've heard, and I've a lot of my female friends have been like, if you ask a guy out, it's bad. And it's like, and I guess I don't relate to most men in that way, because I'm like, no, but they're showing interest. Like, that's great. Then the pressure's off a little. It's like, at least they're attracted to something about me, and I know that. So I don't have to worry about that in a date, because I don't want a date to be like this thing where I'm spinning plates, like, look at me razzle dazzle you. I want there to be some sort of understanding, like, okay, like, you know what you're getting into, and now we can attempt to have a nice time.
I have a question. You had surgery, right?
Yes.
You had surgery on your back?
I had spinal fusion surgery.
What does that mean?
So I had a herniated disc, which is a fucking nightmare.
And how'd you herniate your disc?
Just bad Jewish bones. Like 100% Jewish. Yeah, just no specific injury. And it's the kind of injury that like Tiger Woods had. Like, he had the same kind of like
thing. Well, because he was bent over knocking balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you bent over knocking balls sometimes?
I was fucking Tiger Woods, and that's why. And he likes to do it where like he's like an L shape bent over, and then he wants me to be an L on top of him, and it hurt both our backs. Listen.
I see two people bending over, hurting their back.
Yeah. It's just bad luck. And then so what they do is they rip out part of your vertebrae, and they come in through the front and back. And I have cadaver bone in there, and sort of these.
Do you know
like,
who? Did you get to pick?
No, I was hoping it was a woman, because I was like, it'd be really funny if I were not 100% male anymore. But you don't get to know who the bones are, and then they fuse to your body, and they put these like sort of rods in there, and so there's like I can show you the MRI, but like it's like a whole weird thing. So, and that had to heal up, and it took years, and it's pretty crazy.
Does it? Can I ask?
You can ask me anything. You don't have to worry about asking me.
Does it hurt to fuck?
No, I was worried about that. I was worried. There's a small chance, like when they're doing the surgery, they're going to cut like the seminal vesicles.
I don't know what that is.
And that's like, well, semen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or
so you can't come no more?
Well, you might not be able to have kids. And in terms of coming, who knows? But I was very nervous. And I remember like it was like a few months, because I was in so much pain that I couldn't come for months. And then after the surgery, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And I was so nervous. And I remember like coming, and it was like all clumpy and disgusting. And it was just like, it was so painful. It was like coming a kidney stone. And it was like, but I was so fucking relieved that I came. But no, fucking is totally fine now. You have to be certain.
Is your cum still clumpy?
No, my cum is clear and liquidy and back to normal. It's been years now. But in terms of like, I don't know if I can carry people the way I used to. Like, I have to be careful about certain things. But in general, totally fine.
Where were you carrying people?
Well, I mean, if they wanted a snack in the middle of fucking, you know, I didn't want to like lose the erection, because sometimes I get anxious. I would carry them to the fridge, and we'd open the fridge. They'd get a snack, maybe like.
How long do you fuck people for that they need snacks?
Minimum 6 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like, why show up?
Fair.
Yeah.
I like that.
How long do you have sex for?
Not 6 hours.
Well, I mean, for me, it can be anywhere from 10 minutes to 50 minutes. Because yeah. I don't come easily because I have issues about that.
What are your issues about coming?
When I was in college, this is a little serious. When I was in college, okay. I caught my girlfriend cheating on me.
Oh, no.
And she then got off birth control to try and trap me with a child.
No!
And so I couldn't come for over a decade during intercourse.
Oh, my yeah. God.
And so only recently in the last years have I been able to. So, but I have issues with it because it was so traumatic.
Yeah, that's very fucking traumatic. It's a
horrible situation.
That woman's bad.
She's bad. I mean, she's also like 19 or 20 and like everyone's mentally ill at that age. But
no, I've never tried to trap a man with a baby.
Well,
that's insane.
Good on you. It was crazy and it really fucked me up because I was very nervous. But I feel better now. But anyway, sometimes I can have sex for a very long time because I can't, because I'm too afraid of coming. But it's gotten better.
That's good.
Your listeners are in for a lot of info.
It's fine. I talk a lot about myself.
No, I love it.
Let's see. I have sex for, I guess, anywhere from like 10 minutes to, I guess, an hour? I don't know if I've been like fucking straight for an hour.
No, you need a break or you need some fucking water.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of sparkling water during sex.
Yeah. Some LaCroix.
Yeah, it's just a little more refreshing.
What flavor?
Well, I'm drinking cran raspberry right now. Obviously, I like pamplemousse because everyone does.
I like peach pear. That's my favorite of right now.
Interesting.
What? You don't like that
one? It's interesting. I'm just saying it's interesting.
Nobody likes that one. I also like coconut because it tastes like sunscreen. And everyone's like, you're not selling
See, that's
right.
I think that's the palate. If you like peach pear, you like coconut. And I think everyone else is on the other side of the spectrum.
But I like pamplemousse.
Okay, fine. You're just more open. We've decided how open you are, men, women, pamplemousse,
I'm open to
peach
everything.
Pear.
People, LaCroix, whatever. I just saw Coco. This has nothing to do with anything, and I can't stop thinking about it. Have you seen Coco?
No.
Oh, my God. You have
I'll
to see Coco.
It. I'm sorry I haven't seen
it's
it.
It's so good. I have nothing to say about it other than I just saw it and I really liked it. And the composer who composed it, his name's Robert Lopez, and he's an EGOT winner twice over in every category. And nobody's talking
Are
about him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So then I found that out and I was like, is he single? No.
No.
Of course not. He's like got a wife and a kid and I'm never going to find love. I want you to look at my Tinder profile.
Will.
I don't know. At this point, I'm 32. 30.
I mean, I'm 34.
One. I was born in 86. How old am I? 32?
I was born in 83 and I'm turning 35 this year.
You're born in 83, 45, 86. You're turning 33?
35.
35, 35.
It's 2018.
So I'll be 32 in August.
Okay.
Good Lord, that took a while.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But I've never been in a full-blown actual relationship where like I was 100% sure that person loved me back.
Yeah, I mean, it's
time.
One of those things where I can't say to you that I think it'll happen because what the fuck do I know? And I'm not, I've never been in a successful relationship because they've all ended. But I tend to believe that you'll have a shot at it.
Well, here's my Tinder profile.
Okay.
And you're listening, and if you want to see my Tinder profile, you can go to facebook.com. And if you put in Nicole Byer Comedy, it's on my Facebook fan page, and it's in the picture section. Okay, so describe what you're seeing.
So I see a photo of you being super fun. It's like you have like a pineapple glass, like a fun pineapple glass.
That
with
was
like
at a
fruity
restaurant.
Drink. And the top of the pineapple glass you have on your head as if it's like
a hat.
Yeah. And you have like an upwards looking, like your face and eyes are looking upwards, like, hey, look at me. I'm having fun with my girls. And it looks like some sort of chain restaurant.
It's at this place downtown called Tom George's. I do not recommend it. Tom George's is the worst restaurant I've ever been to, but I got a good picture out of it.
It says you're less than a mile away. You're lying about your age?
No, it's on Facebook, and you can only change your age so much on Facebook.
Oh.
So I think I changed it to the max, because it won't let me change it again. And the reason why I had it younger is because my age wasn't on IMDb yet or Wikipedia.
Oh.
So I was trying to stay youthful for my work.
Yeah, yeah.
And then IMDb just fucks everybody over.
Yeah, the patriarchy's bad. You're less than a mile away, and it says, I got a fat ass, so if you're not into it, bye. Well, and then it's like, it's emoji bye.
Mm-hmm.
I like people with a sense of humor. We've talked about that.
Yes.
That's got to be number one.
Yes, I just want a
or
funny
like
person.
Or like 1A. I mean, you want them to be attractive to some degree, but like to me, that is so the big part of attraction because I feel like if you're sleeping with someone and they're hot, it does get old fast.
Yes.
You're just like, what am I doing here? I can't.
Yes.
Like, what is sex to you?
I was sleeping with this Australian guy and he was so hot. He was maybe the hottest dude I've ever pulled. And he was so dumb
yeah.
and boring. And at that point, I was like, you don't have to be funny. You just have to have an opinion about something. And he had zero opinions.
Yeah, and it's weird because I don't know if you're on birth control, but then you're like, do I want to, like, what if I accidentally get pregnant with this motherfucker?
I'm not on birth control because I don't think I'll ever get pregnant.
Why?
Because it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you.
I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh. That's a fun joke. I agree with you completely, and I think that whenever I've had a profile, or for those 3 days, I on Raya, you can do like that music thing, and I had a Mariah Carey song, like Fantasy,
very
playing over me like just smiling or something, and I'm like, at least there's some hint of a sense of humor here, so, but, okay. 28 friend. Now, how do
you
I look
swipe.
At, swipe to the right?
Or left, I don't know.
Okay, oh, okay. Okay, the next photo is you. You have, wait, shorter hair in this photo. It's like, oh, there's a, okay, it's a dildo with googly eyes and a face. At first, I didn't know what I was looking at. Okay,
I put the face over it because two of my friends were like, you look too sexy in the picture. I think men might think, because you joke about wanting a big dick and then you have a picture of a big dick. And then I said it on Conan that I had that picture. So, like, maybe men are like, oh, no, that's what she wants. And then I did have an incident where I was sleeping with this guy and whatever, whatever. And then he, like, I have this dick on, not that one, a different one.
this is a big one.
Oh, the one I have is just as big, but it's white people color.
Okay.
And
pink.
Yeah, like a pinky beige.
Okay.
And he was like, that's what you like? And I was like, no. And he's like, are you sure? And he like freaked out. He's like, you also have a dick earring. Why do you love dicks so much? And I have a pixelated banana in my room. It's like a picture.
Yeah, this one's fun because like, and the shirt's like, has like, it's like fake teeth and like silly eyes. And you're like looking at it like, hey, like I'm holding this thing. Okay. This next one is you. It's in like overalls is what would you call them? And you have like a striped shirt. It's kind of like this one. Here, okay, I have an issue with this photo.
Okay.
The sunglasses you have are covering too much of your face.
Okay.
So much as it's kind of hard to identify you.
Oh.
So I don't think this is a very good photo.
Okay.
Because your eyes are very expressive and you have great eyes. And this doesn't, this is just sort of like, here's a woman and there's a cactus in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like kind of like a pointless photo.
Okay.
At least that's my opinion of
it. No, good to know.
I would get rid of this photo because it's like, and the smile's a little awkward. You're like, hey, because, did you take the photo yet? Or
I was picking Sashir up at her hotel, and I was like, that's a good wall for a picture. And I sat down and didn't give her a phone, and she went, where's your phone? And I was like, you take it on your phone. And then she screamed at me that I was her neediest friend.
Well, it's you, like, you have a great smile. And so, like, in the first photo, you have such an expressive smile. And this was, like, kind of like a hat. You look... You're so much more awkward here in this photo than you are in real life. I'm going to demand you delete this photo. This is not you. And your hands are like daintily on your knees. It's like, this is not Nicole. This is loosely exactly not Nicole. the next photo. Okay, this is fun. You're like facing, you're on a bookshelf and your ass is sort of facing the camera. Are you like on like an improv tour here? Are you like, cause you look like you're in a shitty hotel room and your backpack's below you. It looks like you're on some sort of shitty, it's like you're all black onesie. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, this is a funny photo. I like this photo. This is your personality.
Okay.
The one before that is just like, who is this person? This next one's great. You're with a doggy, and you've got a yellow sweater that I love. You've got a lot of bracelets, which I think you have now.
Yep, bracelets put them on when
very,
I was...
very big deal. One thing.
Really? You like bracelets?
I love flair. I love flair around the hands. And actually, one thing I wanted to say, something I'm really into, the two things I'll always like on Instagram... Or maybe the only things I like on Instagram are nail art and kitties. And so I think your nails are incredible. And right now you have multicolored, very amazing nails. I think you might want to have a photo where those come into play because it's, I like them.
Dude, I didn't think men cared about nails.
Well, I don't know what kind of man I am, but I think that I like it. These are fun glasses. They're kind of like, what I like about them is they're like cute, but they're kind of like, could also be a 60-year-old Jewish woman in Florida's glasses.
Wait, let me see.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they're kind of big and sort of like too big.
Yeah.
But I like it. Yeah, this is fun. It shows you like animals. And I love that.
I think there's one more.
Okay, so the next one, what I like about, I have the same issue is your eyes are hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, I like the smile on your face. You're on the beach,
yes.
And one of your legs is up, and so you're having fun, like uh-huh. you're having a blast, and you're at the beach, and it's like that's like one of those things, like the people on those sites, like I love travel. It's mm-hmm. like you're on the beach. Look, you went to the beach. Oh my god, you're a full person. But your eyes are hidden, so you can't really see your face, but it does show your personality, and you're kind of like swinging your arms, almost like you're doing a musical theater number. Mm-hmm. So I like that. I mean, it's fun. I mean, I'm ambivalent about the photo, but I like it, and it shows that you have a sense of adventure.
Okay, these were all that was that very helpful? Good.
Yeah,
that was very
one,
helpful.
Only one photo. Am I kind of like, why is that there?
And I think I'm going to delete it.
It's
the
just
only
not
reason why
you.
I put it up is because I put it on Instagram, and then a bunch of people were like, "You should put that as your Tinder profile." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
I just think it's not because the way I feel is, and I'm a guy, and it's totally different for me. But I just feel like. I don't want to create a false sense of who I am on there because I don't have time to waste and you're so fucking busy and you work hard. It's like, mm-hmm. if you're going to meet up with someone for a date or to fuck, it's like, I don't want there to be many misconceptions about what's going on. And mm-hmm. I just want people to be like, oh, this is the fucking, yeah, this is the thing that I'm getting into.
Mm.
And I think you have such a strong, buoyant personality that to not show that it'd just be weird unless you just really want to fuck someone or something.
Thanks. No, I'm really trying to find. I would like a boyfriend. You asked earlier, and I don't know if I actually answered, but I do. I think I would like someone to come home to be like, here's what I did today.
Yeah, like what? Yeah,
who
I'm
cares?
Curious. What did it? Okay, so that's okay. So you want a boyfriend. So when you come home, they're like, what'd you do today?
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them and they listen and they stay interested and they're like, oh, wait, they said that to you?
Yeah. And
oh
they
my
like
God.
Actually care.
And how'd it go? Okay. So that's number one. So mm-hmm. it's like the feeling of being cared for and cared about and thought of.
Yes.
Is it a lot of, do you want to get fucked a lot or something?
I would love to get fucked a lot.
Okay.
I like sex and I truly am very tired of one night stands.
Yeah.
Or just like relationships where you just hook up with a person.
Yeah.
I'm very tired of that. I also just like want to cuddle and watch a movie with somebody.
Yeah.
My roommate has a boyfriend and it's it's driving me crazy.
In what way?
They're so happy.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me not happy.
Do you like his boyfriend?
His boyfriend is the sweetest.
Okay, yeah. It's just annoying
I
that
like
someone
him
has
so
love
much.
And it's in your
yeah,
proximity.
Yeah, for Valentine's Day, put I don't know if I've said this before, but he like put rose petals on the floor leading to his room and I was like, no! No! And I should have picked a better time to be like, you have to do some things at his house. Because he like lives alone. So I was like, do the romantic things
yeah,
there.
Of course.
And then he was like, but it's not like we're going to fuck. And I was like, I'd rather listen to fucking than look at rose petals.
Why aren't they going to fuck?
Because they were going to dinner.
Oh. My question is about you wanting a boyfriend is, this is the thing I'm curious about. And I bet I know the answer. Do you also want to care for someone?
Oh, I guess I haven't said that, but yes.
Yeah, because that's to me the big part of a relationship is like, mm-hmm. I do need a lot and I have trouble asking for what I need. And I mm-hmm. think that's part of why I do comedy is like, that's how I ask for what I need. but in relationships, a huge issue for me is I'll lead by example, but that doesn't always mean like do what I'm doing mm-hmm. to me. You know what I mean? For me. And I think I get into trouble because I feel like I'm asking through action instead of just being like, I want to be cared for, but I really love taking care of someone. Mm-hmm. But then I want reciprocity there and it gets confusing. But I do think the best part of a relationship is caring for someone. Mm. Weirdly, I'm shocked that that's true. But I feel like it's taking care of someone and having them be really thankful that you're in their life. That's the fucking addiction of romance. And I think that's why I'd get back into one,
mm-hmm.
even though I'm pretty scared to do it because it hurts so bad when it ends, and it will end.
Oh, no. Yeah, I guess everything ends. I guess I don't really actually think about caring about somebody because, like, I care about people, but, like, with friends, there's only a couple friends I have where there's actual stakes in caring about them, you know what I mean? Where, like, I want you in my life forever. And then you have other friends where you're like, you'll come and go, and it's fine. I care about you, but it's not, like, an investment where it pays off over time and we like truly love each other. I think it's because I have not abandonment issues. Maybe it's abandonment issues. I got two dead parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then my family, they just all keep dying.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, but I do like start caring about someone very quick.
Uh-huh.
Like as soon as I'm like, oh wait, you're good. You're a good person. You
yeah.
seem very nice.
It's
You've been so
find.
Nice to me. I immediately start caring about them. And then when they go away, I'm like, ah!
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I don't know why you've had trouble dating, but I would assume part of it is you're smart and funny, and that's it's like a lot for some people to deal with. And I think like you kind of have your shit together, and a lot of people don't. And I think men are often pretty insecure, but I don't know. I really do think you'll find someone not even that long from now, because why not? You're great. Like, what's, I mean, you know, you're like a funny person. You're nice to people. Like, you have money. Like, you're doing great.
Thank you for thinking I have money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I borrow money is my question.
Yeah. I got $1 swimming in my purse. Not you can enough. Have it.
Okay. Thanks.
The other day I found $20 behind my dresser and I was like, I guess I do have money. Because 10 years ago,
right,
I would search couch cushions for coins.
Yeah.
And then impressive. Pay for food in quarters.
You at least get paid very money classy. To tell jokes, which is impressive in itself.
Oh, it's very nice. It's so nice to get paid to tell jokes.
It's so silly.
Because when my sets go bad at a college, I don't have a meltdown and I don't care because the check clears.
The check is so big.
I just keep just going. I'm like, y'all, hey, me.
I do find a complete joy in getting paid a lot of money when I'm not doing well.
Oh, it's
like,
great.
I'll always try hard and like I always like be professional, but sometimes they're just not going to like me. I'm very caustic.
Yeah.
And it's the more they've paid, the bigger the con is, and I feel joy.
I bombed super hard in Tennessee. And I, the University of, it wasn't Nashville. I like Nashville. Memphis? It was Memphis.
Okay. Yeah.
And 15 minutes in, I was like, guys, if you're going to like the rest of this very long show, you have to get on board with some of these premises.
Yeah.
And they were like, no. So then I brought a kid up on stage, did some crowd work with him. They loved that. He sat back down. I was like, okay, guys, now can I keep going? And they were like, huh. Then I like go for like another third. I was like, guys, I'm up here for so much longer. And I cut the set short at like 50 minutes instead of an hour. And then someone tweeted at me, I think Nicole cut her set short. And I was like, yes, you people hated me.
Wow.
And she went, that's Memphis.
Yeah.
I was we like, have, cool.
What a fucking dumb career we signed up for.
It's
we
worst.
Did a bar show together the other day. And what's funny is like we both did those sets at a show the week before, did well at those
yes.
sets. And we know we're funny people. We make a living doing it. And then we were at some Valley show the night of the Oscars bombing. And both of us had breakdowns. And that's just what our whole lives will be, which is why we need someone to love
a
us.
A full-blown meltdown. And then I listened to the recording later awesome. And I was like, oh, actually, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. That's why I was dying, because I was like, you screamed at a guy who, and I loved it, but you're like, you know what? The thing is, my favorite thing in the world is when there's a comedian you know is funny and you're friends with and they think they're bombing. To me, that's the only thing I ever want to see. I already know they can kill. I already know they're funny. They make a living off of it, but to see them break down mentally, that's when I feel the most connected to them, and that's one of the few times I feel joy.
Oh, man. It was wild, because I left that show with the mindset, I was like, I think that's the last show I ever do. I think I quit comedy.
Oh, it was awesome.
I think I'm done.
Yeah, you left during my set. You're like, I gotta fucking go. Yeah. I just gotta fucking go.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And then I asked to do Put Your Hands Together. It was like already booked. Great show at UCB. And I was like, I just, because I'm going to Colorado State University tomorrow. And I was like, I just need a good set before I go where I feel good.
Yeah.
So then I did the same jokes and they were fine.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's madness. It's like designed to make us more mentally ill than we already are.
Because the definition of insanity is doing something repeatedly with different or expecting different results. Mm-hmm. But that's what stand-up is. You repeat something and you get different results.
It's like dating a psychopath. It's like because you're like dating the same thing, and then one day they're really nice to you, and one day they're like hitting you. It's just like what happened here?
Yeah, what did I do? What did I do wrong? I'm just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Jake, okay, we haven't hooked up, we haven't dated, but here's a question: would you date me?
What do you mean by dating? That is like a particular like. Here's why I ask.
No because, one's asked me to define this. This is hard.
Well, I think it is important because I'm also like 3 months out of a thing. And so I'm in this emotionless thing where I like, if I go out with someone, I'm like, just so you know, here's where I'm at. I just am, because I don't want to, I've rebounded before and it hurt people's feelings. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My issue with dating someone who, we're not that good friends, but we're friendly, have a lot of people in common, and I feel like we will run in each other's circles for a while now because we're doing the same
forever.
Thing. And my main hesitation is that. But it's also the the other thing that I'm almost looking for
mm-hmm.
is like someone who totally gets what I'm doing, where I don't have to really explain it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Your answer is I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you date me?
No, that's not the name of the podcast.
Yeah, but I flip it on its head. well, I don't know, because it would depend on, because I've also, I'm trying to be honest here, where it's like, I don't know, because I get freaked out if I think I'm going to destroy a friendship. Mm-hmm. Because at this point in my life, you realize there's enough people to sleep with. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So you can have sex when you want to. Friendships, even if they're not close friendships, and we certainly don't have one, but we have like some friends in common. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like yes. pretty decent friends in common. And so that's not a small thing. And then if there's a breakup, someone, and it's probably not going to be a good breakup. Mm-hmm. So it like that truly becomes valuable to me. Like that sort of like, I don't want, like there's been sometimes with friends where I'm like, do I really want to pursue this? Because is it worth potentially losing this friendship? And I've often been like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That is what I come down to, is where I could find someone I don't know. We don't have any friends in common. And be like, if this ends, I'll never see this person again. This is the kind of emotional place I'm in right now.
But then that's hard, because if you don't have any friends in common, they're probably not funny and they're probably just awful.
I know, but it's hard to figure out.
LA's populated with some of the most awful people.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to like think about this question. I mean, I would, but I'd be nervous that you would hate me and then it would be awkward for years. So I think that's my hesitation uh-huh. is because I like respect you. And if you were like, you're a dumb piece of shit and I'm telling Langan, I would be so upset and I would be like, oh, fuck. Not that Langan and I are such good friends, but like it would just
but
like
you work together.
And yeah. And so it's like, and it's like, this is the kind of thing that I think about a lot. That I just don't know. At this moment, here's what I can answer.
Okay.
At this moment in time, no, because I'm not emotionally available.
Okay.
In a year or two, I think it would be a different answer.
A year or two? Wow.
Well, I just mean like when I'm emotionally settled or something.
That's a long time. You think it's going to take you a year or two to get over this breakup?
No, I think when I'm in a different place, when I'll be like 37 or something, it's like, I don't really give a shit at that point. Like, I feel like I'm, the older I get, the more I'm like, I don't care about any of that stuff. If mm-hmm. I could find someone that's like cool and funny that would like not be a dumb idiot, then yeah.
Do you want to get married?
I don't want to get married. My dad got divorced 3 times.
Ooh.
But I do have an older friend who said, if you don't get married, you're going to break up. So it's one of those mm-hmm. things where it's like, I don't want to get married because I think marriage is dumb. But also, I'm not opposed to it after dating a person for a long time or for healthcare shit.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
What about
we just had a friend who got married for healthcare stuff.
Yes, we did.
And
all of a sudden.
It was very quick. And yeah, I was like, good Lord.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I mean, it's shitty that you have to do that for health insurance. But I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I like, part of me wants to be alone forever because that would just be, then I could just focus on work and friendships, but that's probably not going to happen, right?
Mm.
We'll all pair off or attempt to pair off with someone.
I feel like that's what we have been told to do. I don't think it's our human nature to pair off.
I know.
I think it's just what we've been told.
Well, and then also you go to these parties and everyone's like paired off and it's mm-hmm. just like, okay, well, I'm fine being myself, but I don't love being the odd person. It's not like mm-hmm. fun. It feels bizarre.
Correct.
Yeah.
All of my close friends have significant others. Yeah. I don't have a single.
Honestly, it's pretty much same for me.
I have one singular single friend.
Pretty much same for me.
Which is such a bummer.
Yeah.
Because she hates men. And she doesn't want to be in a relationship.
I know.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, part of me, to continue on with what we're talking about, is the ideal situation for me would be in a few years to literally just find a friend, like be like, oh, I was in love with you the whole time. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
So you
were my friend.
Step into a movie?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. Just in the way that I trust the person, because I have trust mm-hmm. issues, like big time. And so to me, it's like, to
Why
answer
do you
your
trust
question.
Issues?
Because someone tried to get pregnant when I
oh,
was 20.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I forgot.
But also, mm-hmm. like, I think if we were really good friends for a few years and then all of a sudden, oh, we're both single. Why don't we just, like, it would be really quick, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I also might die.
You might.
Yeah, you never know.
I might die.
Yeah.
The world might end. You know, there's a new tariff on aluminum, so Coke will get more expensive.
I just
and
heard that a second behind when you said it. Sorry, that's amazing.
You know, who knows? Who knows what this world holds?
Who knows?
Jake, do you have anything you want to plug? other than your amazing show on Comedy Central called Corporate that comes on
Wednesdays at 10 p.m., but you can find it cc.com or on the Comedy Central app. No, not really.
Okay. Well, you guys, you got to watch the show. It's very, very funny. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I don't really like anything. Hey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Ooh, baby, if you like this podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? Please subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you send me something good, I'll read it. And if you hit on me, if you say something nasty like, I want to put some Fritos in your butt and scoop out everything, I'll read it, which is gross. But this person, AllieNB123, has a suggestion for me. Nicole, I've been a fan for a long time and I love the podcast. I think it'd be cool if you updated your dating profiles based on your guest suggestions instead of having the guests read the same thing each time. Well, AllieNB123, I recorded 20 episodes in a row and didn't do that. Sorry. But I have updated it. So you just have to wait for those episodes. Okay, let's see. Okay, Mike is correct, said, I'm single because I'm fat. Go to the gym and eat a low-carb diet. You're welcome, fatty, fat, fat, fat. That was on Friday, and he gave me a 1-star review. That was, like, kind of mean. I would have been happier if he said that and gave me a 5-star review. Ugh. I'm sorry you have to listen to my fat voice, Mike. Okay. Yeah, write me things and I'll read them. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.